fundamental reason for speaking is to help us clarify who, what we are for ourselves, and to see ways to nurture and support us in being who we are. Otherwise, not needed to talk. All the more, bringing up what Zen ancestors, what all ancestors in many realms have said, is again just to nurture this who, what we and the life of the universe are. Important to remember, it's we and the life of the universe are not two, despite the fact that we often want to believe otherwise. Dogen Zenji quotes Zen master ancestor Bai Chang in saying, to talk of living beings having Buddha nature is to denigrate the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha. To talk of living beings having no Buddha nature is to denigrate the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Having Buddha nature, have no Buddha nature, both denigration, they denigrate. He says, Dogen, though they denigrate, this does not mean one should not say them. In a way, Dogen says, speaking of this still we can be blinded by this. The point of Dogen speaking is for us to truly be who we are, and truly being who we are is living the life of the universe. So Dogen brings up in another fascicle what's the fundamental characteristic of this that we are, or this embodying who we are? He says the fundamental characteristic, quote, the fundamental characteristic of this way is non-defilement. Non-defilement is non-defiling who and what we are. Non-defilement is not holding to being trapped by discriminations, though discriminations exist and might often be useful. Being trapped by discriminations of is and isn't is to be trapped by a common mind that's useful and yet used inappropriately. It results in us falling into dichotomies of all sorts, which poison this life that we are. We can say this original self, or the original life, the original face of who we are, poisons it with our discriminations. And it's only our willingness and ability to notice this, to notice how we do this when it's not appropriate, not skillful, is exactly what he means by non-defilement, non-defiling of this Buddha nature of no Buddha nature. This Buddha nature of no Buddha nature, which is the street, the bushes, trees, the fallen branches, the people we encounter, the people who encounter us. And yet we can't rely on any of this. Can't rely on it, otherwise we become hindered by it. We become hindered by it. Our true nature, the true nature of all we encounter, is not the stories we have. We can say the true nature is no form. Therefore, we can be whatever form that manifests, whatever form that's required by our circumstances and condition of here and now. We can be the functioning of this life. When we use and are used by discriminations, we hinder the very functioning of life in by breaking it into and holding to self and other self and so-called non-self. And what maintains that is not knowing how near the truth is, not knowing how intimate it is in our life. We go looking for it in all sorts of other things, which become more ways of holding to likes, dislikes. And only if we notice them can we see and do what's called for. And the only reason it's called for is because otherwise we suffer and others suffer. We harm and others harm. Our fundamental point in life is to be life as it is. Our fundamental point of speaking of Buddha nature is to know that this nature is no nature. And this no nature is exactly what our life is, unless we insist on others. And insisting on others, we make all sorts of trouble. Then likes and dislikes that we assume but fail to see, we hold but don't notice, cause what we don't want, cause what we don't want for ourselves, cause what we don't want for others. Cause us sometimes to want what we don't want for others, not wanting it and yet being entangled in wanting it, believing what we say, think, don't notice, do notice. Dogen, as I've been quoting from this fascicle called Buddha Nature, on one hand wants to encourage us, on the other hand he wants us to see for ourselves and to not be blinded. See for ourselves that, he'll use the words, mountains, rivers, and the whole earth are all the ocean of Buddha nature. We don't have to say mountains, rivers, and the whole earth. He didn't have cars. He didn't have built roads with concrete. He didn't have skyscrapers. But mountains, rivers, and the whole earth are all this ocean that we swim in. And we are Buddha nature swimming in the ocean of Buddha nature. Unless we insist that we're not. Then we insist on all sorts of things that make difficulty. That's the non-defilement defilement that creates problems. This discrimination, of course. I don't want to have something that's bitter. I'll leave that out of my stew. Fine. That's non-discrimination, non-defilement. Whether we talk of it in terms of the so-called Buddhist tradition or in terms of other traditions, this is the reality of our life that we encounter from morning to night. Some traditions like to use the word God. Wonderful. Some traditions get more specific and say Christ or Jesus. Fine. Some of you are familiar with different traditions in different ways. And yet at the same time, it's always the practice is to see the truth of the existence that's always around us, that we always sit in the midst of, walk in the midst of, talk in the midst of, whether we're on the street or in the zendo, whether we're with others or by ourselves. So, I can talk about a few other traditions just to give the example, but of course, Dogen is using the words of the Buddhist tradition. But if you were to talk, for instance, about a tradition like the Jewish tradition, there's practices of seeing that wherever you sit, that's exactly God, the truth of God's existence sitting with you. God is sitting with you. If you talk about Christian traditions, I don't know much, but I've heard from some where part of the practice is to imagine that Jesus or Christ is always at your side, always in front of you, walking down the street, driving down the highway, at the supermarket. Then we serve this, call it God, call it Jesus, call it this true nature that we are. See, that's what Hakuin reminds us in Zazen Wasi. If we can allow ourselves to see this no nature that we are, then conceits of self aren't blinding us. Then likes and dislikes are just fantasies that arise. Maybe they're skillful sometime, as I said, if you're making a stew or making a sauce, they definitely are necessary. Otherwise, you won't eat it and no one else will eat it. But if you are always sticking to that, then you can't eat the life of this moment that is right in front of you. You can't be the life of the moment that you are. So saying all beings are Buddha nature is easy. Living all beings are Buddha nature is not so easy. This being what we call the true form of no form. The true form of no form. So we think we're this story. I was born such and such. I am this. I have a beard. I have this body. I can see with one eye. It happens I can't see with the other eye. And so on and so forth. All the conditions that we, and yet, being the form of no form, then, as we say, we can sing and dance to express this Dharma. In fact, that's exactly what we have to do. Sing and dance as our functioning. Sing and dance as our functioning. There's a nice koan that talks of the tenzo, the cook in the monastery, singing and dancing, bringing in the rice to those in the zendo for their meal. That's to allow the intrinsic nature of us, of all that nurtures us, whether it's the rice that we eat, whether it's sounds that we hear, whether it's the light that we see. Allow all that to illuminate our own life. That's the life of the Buddha, which is the life that we are. Then delusion is, if I say it this way, penetrated. The moon of our intrinsic nature is not covered by clouds. Or else we can, as we say, be caught in our self-centered dream, and then our own nature is covered by the clouds of our likes and dislikes. And our own nature isn't something I have inside my skin to the, exclusion of all that I meet, all the beings in all ways that I meet. That's the intrinsic nature. Not because they've done A, B, C. That's an extrinsic. That's something that they've accomplished. It's the intrinsic nature from the very beginning. That is the unity of whether we call it Buddha nature, whether we call it being just this moment. Don't believe that being just this moment is inside this skin and bones bag and isn't in all directions, in all realms. If you imagine you're inside here and not outside there, how do you hear that? What is that? Is that something outside or inside? That's, we use words like intrinsic oneness, intrinsic nature, but those are just words to remind us when we're blinding ourselves, when we're blinding ourselves by what we're saying about others, what we're believing. And those words are just said in order to allow us to see where we're believing real, not real, me, not me. Of course you need all of those. When I go to the airport, I have to pull out my driver's license, which indicates identity, and then they scan it, scan my face, and let me through. If I have someone else's, if I didn't have my face, so to speak, they won't let me through. I can't fly then. Not only that, who knows what else they would do to me. And yet, if I get stuck in that, as some of us do sometimes, my face is too old looking. Oh, this is a gray beard. I got to use the right coloring to make sure I look younger. I've got to do the right things to make sure I look like, and then you fill in whatever you think. Those people, they don't look the way I think they should. I'm not going to let them through. How do we live and nurture our life of undefiled, unstained, and yet not pure, not increasing, not decreasing, my life of the universe? How do I manifest this is our task at each moment when we encounter the circumstances of our life. Easy to do here when we're sitting upright. Maybe not so easy, even though it's easy, throughout our day. When you meet all sorts of people on the street. Even worse, when you have one of these electronic devices and you meet all sorts of people, not people, who knows what you meet on the internet, on the various other realms when we use those devices, saying, doing all sorts of things, hearing of course they always want to do the most outrageous so they get your eyes and ears, but how do we live that life and at the same time not being trapped? That's our practice these days. Unstained, undefiled universe. That's the whole reality. That's the reality of the awakened life of both so-called animate and so-called inanimate. So-called animate and so-called inanimate. Remember, at the end of this chapter, Shobo Genzo, Buddha nature, what does Dogen say? I mentioned it last time, and I might as well bring it up again. I don't remember last time. I mentioned it recently when I was quoting from this chapter. I like to quote it accurately because otherwise people have comments about that isn't quite what he said. That's not. He says, Buddha nature is the tiles, the fence, the pebbles, the walls. He says, I'll quote, read the sentences. To say something further about Buddha nature, although we need not be dragged through the mud and drenched with water, that's what speaking is. It is, quote, fences, walls, tiles, and pebbles. That's what Dogen quotes, not quotes, says, states at the end of this whole chapter where he's been going over what various ancestors, how they speak of this Buddha nature that's our nature, that all beings, doesn't say all sentient beings, it says all beings, sentient, insentient, animate, inanimate, are nothing but this nature of no Buddha nature, this nature of exactly the universe that is our life. So, it's up to all of us in various ways to nurture the universe we encounter, to know that, if you want to think of it this way, the Buddhas and ancestors are all accompanying you as you make your way through the various worlds that you live in. If you want, you could say God is always at your side when you walk on the street, when you walk through the fields, when you go down or go up into the subway, train, or wherever. Then if you want to use the word Jesus, fine. Jesus is along with you always in those circumstances. But I think the simplest is, for me is to say in all circumstances is nothing but your true nature, the true nature of the universe that's manifesting right here, right now. The true, untrue, the nature of the universe revealing itself and nurturing us in being who and what we are. Thank you.